Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
Stock futures are basically flat this morning, although oil's edged up already close to $65 a barrel, even though it had been below 60 for a good stretch of time. This coming on the heels of, obviously, about 1% across the board to the upside on Friday. We had the jobs report. Obviously, the so-called big, beautiful bill. We don't know how big. We know it's big, but we don't know how beautiful it is. Now in the Senate's hands, a lot to talk about with Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, and Jill on Money. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Can I step backward for 2 seconds here with
sure.
the jobs
Take
numbers
three.
And this whole back and forth with the president and Jerome Powell and other countries have cut, right? Even showing some relative, you know, robust economic numbers too. The objective question is, should we be cutting?
Depends. I mean, I feel like economists are sort of divided on this. It's a fascinating question. You know, if you look at the job report that we just saw last week on Friday, 139,000 jobs created, and the economy has certainly downshifted in job creation, no doubt. This year, we're, you know, running about 124,000 jobs a month. And looking under the hood of that report, don't feel all excited about that 4.2% unemployment rate, which remains steady. It's simply because we just have fewer people entering the labor force. That's not actually not good for an economy. We like a big, robust labor force. So, okay, what do we really know? We know that the labor market is slowing down because businesses are uncertain and they're feeling kind of anxious. We saw a lot of confidence readings of corporations pretty much following what the consumers feel, which is we are unsure, therefore we are not hiring or don't plan to hire. So you might think, hey, the Fed should cut rates at the June meeting. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't even know if they should or they shouldn't. I'm just going to tell you what I think is most likely going on. And that is that the Fed is not clear how tariffs are going to impact inflation. And what they don't want to see is a cut of 0.25% in June. Then inflation pops up to 3.5%, maybe even 4% over the coming months. And then they have to essentially say, uh-oh, do we want to now raise rates? So remember, the Federal Reserve and all the officials who work there and all the economists who work there, they're individuals, they're human beings. And you know what? They also are influenced by being late to raising interest rates when inflation started to tick up after the pandemic. And I don't think they want to repeat that mistake.
Yeah. It's fascinating stuff. I mean, I wouldn't want their jobs.
Yeah, I know, right? What would you do? I'm like, I don't know. Listen, I asked an economist, a very left-leaning economist, a week and a half ago. I said, if I gave you the magic wand and you were running the Fed, and she was like, you know what? I'd cut rates at the June meeting. She was very clear about that. So interesting to see that a more left-leaning economist is more in line with President Trump than you might imagine.
And this is a political question. This is a political question. Is Powell so conscious of keeping things separate that he's sort of thumbing his nose and asserting that he has the ability to act independently, and maybe his thought?
I totally think that, again, we're talking about human beings. So I don't want to get in the head of Jerome Powell, but in 2018, the president really jawboned him into cutting rates. And I think that they regretted that. I think that rates were too low in 2018 and 2019. And I think that the Fed chair at that time was influenced by the president. And I think now he feels like, I'm not going to do that again. And I'm not going to make an inflation mistake again. Therefore, he might dig in a little bit. And I don't want anyone's job. I think this is a hard job on both fronts. But I think the president himself has really complicated the economic growth story of the U.S. by introducing those tariffs in the way that he did.
Well, let's talk about the big, beautiful bill now. It's a good segue because I have a nuanced question for Jill Schlesinger of CBS News, Jill on Money. Again, go to jillonmoney.com. And you can read her blog, really defining the terms and how to lay things out as people should try to analyze how they feel about it. But, you know, one thing that I read a little bit over the weekend, because I basically have put out there, it's not that complicated. If you cut spending, but revenue goes down by more, then you're going to increase the debt and the deficit, right?
So
the no taxes on tips and no tax on overtime and Social Security, that's going to impact revenue to a bigger number than you're going to get from the cut in spending. So there will be a gap there. But some people are telling me they think the tariffs will be enough to fill that gap.
But they can't be. They aren't. Because all of a sudden, if we understand that the tariffs, whatever they're going to bring in, some of the tariffs will, you know, there will be some money coming in, but it's not going to be to the level that was initially thought. Same thing with the DOGE cuts. So everything seems a little bit overemphasized. And even if you believe that there will be revenue coming in from tariffs, if every single nation is about to start making a deal with the United States, then the number's not going to be as big. So, right. You know, depends where we land in tariffs, how long they stay in place, but it's not going to do the job of cleaning it up. There is going to be a gap no matter what. It's somewhere around, let's just call it 2.4, depending on the analysis, $2.4 to $3 trillion over 10 years. That's a big number in peacetime. Meaning, listen, when you know what is hitting the fan, the government spends money. You're in a war, yeah. We spend money. You're in a pandemic, we spend money. We're in peacetime, and the economy was already expanding, and we are now putting into place a budget and a bill that could blow up the debt and the deficit in a way that is very strange for peacetime.
You know, and I tend to look at this. I've become such a debt and deficit hawk. It's really absurd, but I think about
you're old. That's what happens when you get old.
I guess so. When you think of the aggregate, though, you take housing debt, you take student debt, you take consumer debt. Like, there's overwhelming debt in all these sectors. I mean, sirens, I think, should be going off.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Everywhere.
Well, it's funny because people will say, well, I'm not going to get tips taxed, that's good for me. And I say, you know, this is a bill essentially that transfers a lot of problems delays them into the future. And there's a huge transfer. You might be like, oh, this one, you know, if I am a bartender and I work in a high tax state like New York or New Jersey or California, that like, sure, might be great. And then I penalize somebody who works in retail who doesn't get tips, who's at the same, you know what I mean? So it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And this is a bill that really transfers from young to old, from poor to rich. That's where if you just want to think like what's happening, that's kind of what's happening. And the bill that has to be paid in the future is essentially by the idea of borrowing costs. And as you said, not only will it cost more for the country to borrow money, but housing and autos and building new companies and getting a loan for that company, you know, all these things factor into our equation of our lives. So it seems very remote because they were talking about in the future, and people like you and I have had these conversations about this is dangerous, but it's never been dangerous. And, you know, the old story is like, be careful to say this time is different, but maybe this time is different. I don't know. We'll see.
We lived through 08, Jill. So, I mean, I never thought that the financial system would come into, you know, in such peril. So my opinion is that if people realized how much the government needs to take in just to pay their interest, I think they really, if they really truly understood that, they might think a little differently.
Yep.
Here in Connecticut, we have all this pension debt that we're trying to pay down, and the collateral negative of the debt is overwhelming. But also, if you start to pay it off, the benefits are also awesome. So,
yeah. I mean, this is the thing that actually, when you look at a lot of pension plans in general, why do these pension plans become cash balance plans and then converted to 401ks? Because the liability of that pension growing and growing and growing over time is massive. So private companies are saying, why should we do it? It's just that municipalities don't have that choice.
Right. Hey, real quick, you know, the way I always sort of define it in my head is the deficit is the negative number of, like on your current budget, and the debt is like the overall number. Is that the best way to characterize it?
Yeah, year to year you run like, this year I spent more than I made. That's your deficit. And the debt is like, okay, at the end of the year, how did I finance that? I had a bunch of money and I owed it, and it's that pot of money is growing every year. That's the national debt. That's the $36 trillion. You know how I remember how big trillion is? I say to myself, T, 12 zeros after the number. Just write that down. It's crazy.
12. Yeah, that's it. I wish that was in my paycheck. Yeah, I like it. Jill, have a great week. We appreciate you as always.
Take care, buddy.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.